Do you have like some cars that like the top three cars that are more like economical and maintenance free? Is that a would it be a Camry?
And since Camry would be one of them, especially in terms of gas,
right?
You know mm-hmm. that I drove the Camry to North Carolina and it was great on gas. It only took mm-hmm. one tank.
In terms of gas, you want to go with it. What's going to save you on gas is you want to go with the smaller car, of course. If you have an SUV, it's going to have a bigger engine, which is going to require more gas. The trucks do. Anything that's like says it's a V6 or a V8 is going to be more expensive for gas. Something that's a four-cylinder engine is going to be usually like the cheapest. So that's something that's saving you on gas. In terms of maintenance in cars, so a lot of the domestic cars are cheaper than some of the foreign cars, especially mm-hmm. if it's a luxury car. I know a lot of people like to drive Lexuses and Infinities and their Audis and their Jaguars and Porsches, especially because you can get good deals on those when they're used, but they're going to cost you a fortune in maintenance. If you have to put the higher premium gas in those cars, it's just going to be more expensive to upkeep those luxury type cars.
And that's why when I walked into the car dealership, he's like, "What kind of amenities do you want?" I said, "Give me a car that I can put the key in that starts up that can take me from point A to point B." He's like, "You want a sunroof?" I said, no, you're really not following me, are you? Okay, real quick, Patrice, you know, it's getting a lot colder. How important is it that you warm your car up in the morning and not, you know, those last minute people who just want to run outside, get in the car and just pull off?
I do that because, you know, I live in the city and I don't have a garage to just sit there with my car warming up. But the good news is these newer cars that are fuel injected, you don't have to wait that long. It's maybe like 2-3 minutes. It's less than 5 minutes.
What
for sure.
year does that start with? When you say new, you mean from
95 and up. 1995 and up new.
Okay, I still got a warm-up.
Yeah, so if it's older, if it's, you know, a 2000, you probably want to wait a little bit longer. And, you know, but everything's less than 5 minutes.
Well, mine's a 2013.
You know, stop bragging.
Yeah, you're good.
I could just get it and go.
Yeah, so a couple minutes tomorrow, you're good. You can get in and go.
Now, Laia's car dates back to 1972. She might have to sit there for a whole hour and warm it up if it starts up.
She's going to need like 15 minutes probably.
Damn.
So just sit out there with your coffee. Unless you have like a part of a garage or you have a driveway.
15 minutes.
Turn it on. Can I tell you guys my website?
Yes.
It's girlsautoclinic.com. So you can go there and get more tips. You can find out when I hold workshops. I hold them once a month for free. So you can come and learn and ask me all the questions you have about your cars. Feel more empowered. Take control. Don't panic when something happens. I got everything that you'll need.
I think I need a
battery. For my ladies and my men. I love my men too. So men, don't be afraid to ask me questions. I'll help you too.
And should I test my battery before I go buy one, right? Even though it keeps cutting off.
Okay, how old is your battery?
It might be like 2 years.
2 years, yeah. Because one of the things is, especially in the cold weather, it's harder to start a battery in the cold weather. If it's starting to go bad, you may want to consider getting a new battery. Battery life is usually about 5 years.
Okay.
So as soon as the battery is made, it starts to be used up, and it only lasts for about 5 years.
Thank you. Thank you, Patrice Banks. We appreciate
you.
You're
welcome. Thank you. This was fun. I'm so glad I got to talk to you, ladies. I listen to you every morning. I love the show. I'm so happy for you guys and your success. I think that's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, we'll be calling you back.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
this
definitely.
This is called The Life and Times of Laia's Clunker.
I got you, Laia. I got you, girl.
Thank you, Patrice.
Well,
right,
I guess you better be in her damn apartment tomorrow to start her damn car.
I'm going to sit and try to do 15 minutes. I heard what she said.
How about that?
Listen, you got my cell phone. You call me and text me. I'll help you.